Good morning, Donal.
Councillor Crossan, it's an experience that we've all had at some point, and your most recent experience prompted you to raise this at the meeting of the JPC last week.
Yeah, I was on my way home on Thursday evening around about 5:30, just outside St. Johnstone. I had a close, first of all, I had a close shave, a near head-on collision with traffic, and then about 5 minutes later, was a lady was walking. She was on the opposite side of the road to me, and the only thing I noticed was her blonde hair. She was in complete black. And I said to myself, I'm going to JPC meeting the next morning, and these are two issues that I'm going to raise. And I think with the, we're all aware of the dark evenings coming on, Donald. All road users, and I'm saying all road users, walkers or cyclists or drivers, you know, there's a responsibility and a process that we have to go through to show responsibility and respect to other users. And I think that people out walking, now, thankfully, most of the people that I see are using high-vis vests, which is great for the drivers and is great for the people themselves and the safety aspect of it. But I think all people should be, and I think it's nearly down to an offence not to wear one.
Effectively, you're suggesting that, I mean, if a motorist breaches the law, he or she will get fined. You're saying, look, is it time to start discussing this for pedestrians and cyclists as well?
Well, I'm not, definitely, but I'm not calling for a zero tolerance, but for habitual road offenders. Like, there's e-scooters going, there's quads, there's walkers, there's cyclists and drivers. If I go out with defective lights in my car, and I'm stopped by the Gardaí, I'm fined, and rightly so. But because I have either no dips and I have to use my headlights, or I have no outside light, which is very, very dangerous. Right-hand side light, which you don't see the complete side of the car. So I think that it's come to a stage where if people's out walking, at least if there's a gentle reminder, excuse me, if the patrol car happened to pass me, I'm walking along here, driving along here, you're not wearing a high-vis, could you come down to the Garda station? I'll give you a high-vis free of charge, or you can buy one in the shop with a very little money. But I think it comes to a stage that we must be accountable for our actions and we must be responsible for them.
The other issue that you took exception to was the misuse of fog lights on cars, and yes. That can have a very blinding effect if someone has their fog lights on when there isn't a fog.
Well, I was a passenger in the car one night, and I just had done a quick survey on the Derrybone Cranner Road, and there was about between 1 in 5 and 1 in 6 cars have now fog lights on. These are some of them very, very powerful, and some of them dazzling, blinding to the driver meeting them. It's an offence. It's the same as driving with, if somebody was coming down the road with your headlights full on the time and refused to dip, you would be calling them all the so-and-sos today. But there seems to be a gradual creeping in of this, and I brought it up last year. But, you know, a gentle reminder, if you're stopped at a checkpoint or you're stopped by the Gardaí and said, okay, look, you have your fog lights on, and it is an offence to drive with fog lights on in good visibility. Nobody's saying that we should be driving around if there's fog without them with fog. But on a day like today, or an evening, suppose it's going to be like probably a good clear evening, good visibility, and people driving with fog lights, it's very, very off-putting. On narrow roads in rural Ireland where there's no lights, people walking along the road, like it's a perfect storm. So there's and I would just ask and plead with people, because people come to me on a daily basis and say, Nicholas, can you not do anything with these fog lights? And I'm saying, look, I have raised it at the joint policing, but in fairness, Superintendent Sean Grant said that he would look into it for me and revert. So I'm looking for a response back, hoping that there will be a gentle reminder of people that we don't have to be driving around with fog lights on, and particularly in good visibility.
Councillor Nicholas Crossan, thanks indeed for speaking to us this morning.
Okay, thank you, Donald.
Take care.